Today on the Pastor Study, our study is going to take us to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And the title of our study today is A Profitable Ministry, A Profitable Ministry. And we'll be looking at that passage in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 7 through 16. What we see here is Paul gives Timothy some practical instructions for a profitable ministry that he should follow, as he says there in verse 15 of 1 Timothy 4, so that profiting may appear to all. Now, the instructions that the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy concern the ministers. So, we're going to look at some things that concern the ministers. Amen. The first one we want to look at is these instructions concern the minister's physical and spiritual fitness. His spiritual and physical fitness. Look at verses 7 through 9 with me. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. So we see here, Paul tells Timothy that he should be nourished. He should be nourished with food sanctified by the word of God in prayer. He tells Timothy in verse 5, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Not only that, he tells Timothy he should be nourished with the words of faith and good doctrine here in verse 6. He says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Now, we also see that Paul told Timothy that he should have some bodily exercise, and he should exercise himself principally unto godliness. Godliness benefits his life here and hereafter. Amen. And we see that Paul didn't neglect bodily exercise. He stayed fit like an athlete. Amen. And we see that if we turn over to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 24 to 27, the Apostle Paul says, know ye not, they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. Yet notice, we want to notice how the words of God in godliness benefit your health and my health. Amen. Look with me, if you would, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. We need to turn to Proverbs, chapter 4. And in Proverbs, chapter 4, I want us to notice particular verses 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22, the Word of God says this, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And then look in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. We read this. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So we see then how the words of God and godliness benefit your health and my health. And Paul instructs Timothy as a minister that he must stay away from profane and old wise fables regarding matters of fitness and doctrine if he desires a profitable ministry. So we're looking at Paul's instructions to Timothy that concern Timothy as a minister, and it concerns all ministers, all preachers, all pastors today. And we see that the instructions concern the minister's spiritual and physical fitness, number one. Number two, we're going to look at that it concerns trust in God. Trust in God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, we read this. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe, these things command and teach. So we see that Paul didn't trust his diet, his physical fitness, or false doctrine. Amen. And we see evidence of this if we turn to Philippians chapter number 3 with me. In Philippians chapter 3, notice what Paul says here, what he writes to the church at Philippi. Philippians chapter 3, verses 3 to 7, he writes, For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. So we see here that Paul didn't trust in all those things that he had before he was saved. Because he says they were counted worthless because I didn't have Christ. No, he trusted in God. He trusted in God. Notice what it says to me in Proverbs 22. In Proverbs 22 with me. And when we get to Proverbs 22, I want us to look at particularly verses 17 to 21, which say this, Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee, have I not written to thee excellent things and counsel and knowledge, that I might make these known the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. So we see then, because Paul didn't trust in his diet, his physical fitness, or false doctrine, and he trusted in God. Therefore, he labored for the Lord and suffered reproach. Now, if Paul had followed the traditions of men or doctrine of men, then he wouldn't have suffered reproach. You see, God is the Savior all. We who believe are saved, as we read in the scriptures, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, is true, and Jesus is the Savior of all men. And this is why Paul spent his life preaching. He definitely had a profitable ministry. Now, Paul goes on in his instructions to Timothy, and these instructions concern the minister's spiritual and physical fitness, the minister's trust in God, and also, number three, it concerns the minister's example to believers. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, we read this. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity. Though Timothy was a young man, he still could be a good example of the believers. A minister, whether young or old, should be an example in word. In other words, what he says and what he preaches. Amen. Conversation, in other words, his deportment and behavior. Charity, the underlying motive for everything he does. And then spirit. A spirit of like-mindedness, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Not a spirit of pride, divisiveness, or condemnation. And it should be an example in faith. Faith in God, God's words that others can follow, and purity. Sanctified for the masses' use with a pure heart. Notice in 2 Timothy, if you would, chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, the Word of God says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. Now, as we continue on, we're looking today at the Apostle Paul's instructions to Timothy. If in order for him to have a profitable ministry. And these instructions that Paul gives Timothy concerns the minister's spiritual and physical fitness, the minister's trust in God, the minister's example to believers, and then the minister's use of his time. The minister's use of his time. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 4 with me. In verse number 13, notice what it says. He tells Timothy, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. So, the use of Timothy's time, he says, to minister the words of God. The minister should occupy his time with three things. Reading, the words of God, primarily. In other books that help him preach and illustrate the words of God. One of the old-time preachers said, a preacher should know a little something about a lot of things. Amen. And then exhortation, he should preach. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 tells us, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. And then also, doctrine. Doctrine is the first reason that Scripture is given to us by inspiration. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now notice, I want us to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. We see this actually in verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for the first thing listed there is doctrine. Amen? Doctrine. So we see if the minister is to have a profitable ministry, three areas that he needs to occupy his time: reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Paul continues on in his instructions, amen, to Timothy, if he wants to have a profitable ministry, amen. He needs talks about the use of Timothy's gift, the use of his gift. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14, he says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, it says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou store up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on of my hands. Each minister is particularly gifted, at least in one area. He is to use that gift and not neglect it. Amen. In Timothy's case, his gift was imparted to him at his ordination. The minister can neglect his gift by not exercising in developing it. He must work to perfect it. So what does that tell you? Ministers can't be lazy people. If they're lazy and they're not students and study the Word of God, then they're not going to have a profitable ministry in the eyes of Almighty God. Maybe in mankind. Maybe in the world's eyes. Maybe they'll have a big work, but nothing really spiritually is going on. It's applying and appealing only to the flesh. Amen? So we see here then that the minister needs to use his gift. He uses his gift. Timothy had a gift. All ministers have a gift, the gift of preaching, but they have to develop it. Amen. You think of some of the great preachers and teachers of the Word of God. I mean, it took time. It took time for them through exercising and developing of that gift. So if you want to have a profitable ministry in the eyes of God, amen, then you can't be lazy. You have to be a teacher and preacher and student of the words of Almighty God. Now, Paul goes on to his instructions to Timothy. And in our lesson today, that Paul gives Timothy some instructions to have a profitable ministry. And they apply to all ministers, all preachers, all pastors today. They concern spiritual and physical fitness. They concern trust in God. What are you trusting in? Are you trusting in your denomination you believe to, or the school you went to and what they taught you there, or are you trusting in God? And Paul gave us a clear presentation. He was a Jew of Jews, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He knew the Mosaic law inside and out, but he said that was all false doctrine. It didn't matter because I didn't have Christ. Amen. And then to have a profitable ministry, the minister is to be an example to believers. Amen. In other words, your walk has to match your talk. Amen. That's a thing to bring down a church is how a pastor walks, his walk, because everybody's watching him. He's like the town clock. Everybody keeps time by the town clock. Amen. If there's something wrong with the pastor, the minister, amen, there's going to be something wrong with the congregation. But a minister is to be an example in word, conversation, charity, spirit, faith, and purity. And then we see the use of time. A minister's use of time, very important to reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Amen. We saw over in the book of Acts that the apostles told the people you need deacons, or people to handle the physical trivia of the minutiae of the church, the daily ministration of meeting the physical needs of some of the folks. And they did that because it was taking time away from the apostles, reading, exhortation, and doctrine, ministering in the words of God, which was their primary responsibility. Amen. And that's why today the New Testament church has doctrines to help the minister, the pastor, to take care of some of those physical duties that need to be attended to around the church. Now, we also see that the instruction to Timothy is to use the gift. Use that gift of preaching and teaching that you've been given. But you've got to exercise it. You've got to develop it over a period of time. Now, the next thing a minister has to do, it concerns to have a profitable ministry, is devotion to these instructions. Devotion to these instructions. Now notice, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, it says, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Here we see the Apostle Paul told Timothy to meditate upon these things, these instructions that Paul has given him, to give himself wholly to them. You see, when a preacher follows these instructions, they are profitable to his ministry and apparent to those to whom he ministers. You know, what the wonderful thing here with the Word of God is, you may be thinking, I want to have a profitable ministry. Now, you hear that word profit, you think of money. Amen. There's a lot of preachers are concerned with nickels and noses, but that's not what's being talked about here. Not at all. A profitable ministry. Are souls getting saved? Of souls that are being saved, are they being disciplined and discipled? Amen. Are you training up other men in your church and sending them out to start other New Testament Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches? That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about profitable, you know, about how much money is coming in. That's not what it's about. But the beautiful thing here is the Word of God gives you some simple instructions how to have a profitable ministry. in the eyes of Almighty God. Amen. Remember, God didn't say to be successful. He said, be faithful. Be faithful to what I've given you. You are a steward. Whatever I've given you belongs to me, and I'm asking you to be a good steward of it, to take care of it. If God has given you a ministry, praise God. It's an awesome responsibility, is it not? But you have to be faithful. You have to work. You have to study the Word of God. You need to be a student of the Word of God to be able to teach and preach others in the Word of God. Then we see then Paul talks to Timothy about he needs to be faith, his faithfulness to the doctrine. In verse 16 of 1 Timothy 4, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. See, a lot of people start out, but they don't finish. See, there's a lot of people starting, but they don't finish. God gives you a course to run, a race to run. You got to finish it. He's telling Timothy, continue. Amen. In other words, the minister must constantly labor in the word and doctrine. Amen. Looking in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor, where? In the word and doctrine. See, the minister must constantly labor in the word and doctrine. Why? To ensure that his doctrine stays pure and doesn't become perverted or corrupt. Amen. So what's the result of that? If he continues to do that, in so doing, he saves himself, in other words, his ministry, and those to whom he ministers. So here we have, again, perfectly outlined here in 1 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 16, how you as a minister, as a preacher, as a pastor, if you want to have a profitable ministry, then as Timothy did, as Paul did, then you need to follow these things, these instructions, here in the Word of God, found in this passage in 1 Timothy 4, 17 through 16. Be faithful to these things. Amen. Continue in these instructions. Again, what are they? These instructions that Paul gave Timothy concerning the minister's spiritual and physical fitness, concerns the minister's trust in God, concerns the minister's example to believers, concerns the minister's use of time, concerns the minister's use of his gift, concerns the minister's devotion to these instructions, amen, and concerns the minister's faithfulness, amen, to the doctrine, amen. So a minister who follows what Paul told Timothy to do will have a profitable ministry and will be faithful to the Lord through his entire life. Well, I certainly hope this lesson has been a blessing to you listeners today. Thank you for joining me, Brother Gino, for the pastor study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you. And good day.